Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Mary Lippitt, who is the founder of Enterprise Management. She helps leaders improve organizational effectiveness. She is also an author and teaches organizational change in the MBA program at the University of South Florida. Mary, welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Mitchell.
You are absolutely welcome. Hey, so tell me a little bit more. What is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
I work with vice presidents and directors who are stressed out about the next decision to cope with the complexity they're facing.
You know, with the world the way it is, with so much to do in so many different directions, and by the way, everyone's an expert, so there's all these opinions coming on. I know a ton of people who fit that category. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Well, it's interesting that most leaders have a really good mastery of their style and their competency skill set, but they don't have a framework for analyzing the realities they're facing. So I give them a checklist of six different mindsets where they can collect information, analyze it, weigh it, and set a priority that will make sure that their outcomes are what they actually wanted to achieve.
Nice. I got a question that popped into my mind. How long does something like that take from like when you start to the time they at least start implementing?
Well, it varies. If they've already done a lot of the data collection, and so it's a process of analyzing that data, you know, it could be done in a day. I've done it in half a day when there was really a pressure. But it usually takes a day to 2 days to do the work.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. That's quick, by the way. So tell me, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I think credibility comes from different sources. First of all, I've done research on 6,000 leaders, and that gives me credibility. In some groups, I'm an award-winning author. I do teach in an MBA program. I actually keep a network of professional associates to stay fresh and to exchange ideas. And basically, I'm somebody who has a reputation for delivering impact and results in a short period of time.
Yeah, I like that. So how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I have a couple of different avenues. I'm part of a network of about 100,000 people that we share blogs and I respond and we exchange ideas and we get to bounce ideas off of each other. So, you know, that's one way. I'm still very active in my professional association because I want to give back, but it also, again, helps me understand some of the trends that are coming along. I am a net author, so I do share some opportunities to work with people who want to talk about business acumen and making sure that they make the right call at the right time. And again, I have some international partners, so it's also nice to stay in touch with some international colleagues and to understand how to help across different cultures.
Nice. And one of the things you mentioned when we were in the green room, which I found fascinating, is there's a group you're part of that you actually read the blog posts and comment and give feedback. And I thought that was just a nice thing to do in terms of giving back.
Well, it's nice to give back, but you also get a lot back because in that exchange, you understand some new perspectives, some things I hadn't thought of. And I think that helps me make sure that I stay grounded in very practical outcomes rather than getting too theoretical. I mean, I have a doctorate in business administration. Some people don't want to hear about advanced degrees because they think that you're going to be, you know, a little bit ivory tower. But what I really try to do is make sure that I give practical advice that can be implemented right away for sizable impact.
I love it. So listen, if you're a director or a VP and you know who you are, and that next decision is frightful to you, or you're not sure you're going to make the right one, and you're sitting back and trying to question what's the right place to go, Dr. Mary Lippitt is someone that you should talk to. What is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, a personal contact through my email, mlippitt at situationalmindsets.com would be nice. But I do have a website at www.situationalmindsets. I'm also on LinkedIn at Mary Lippitt and on Twitter at Mary Lippitt. So please contact me. Let's start a discussion.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, thank you, Mitchell. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
You are most welcome. And for those watching, click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.